Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation. And today's is called Delightful Doors. Do you like Doors? Not The Doors, the rock group, good as they are, but rather the vertical variety. I love a good door. Let me introduce you to one. Now, on my blog, you'll see a photograph of a door that's particularly important in my life. In fact, apart from the front door of our home, it was the most important door of my childhood. Well, I was reminded of it on a recent trip down memory lane. We took some friends into Ashford to give them a tour of my old haunts. That's where I grew up. One such of those old haunts was the parish church of St. Mary the Virgin, where I sang as a chorister. Somewhere inside on the vestry wall hangs a board with my name listed as head chorister back in the 70s. Looking at the door brought back a flood of memories and feelings. Talking to my friend Charles, who was with me, I realised that for me it was a significant place of safety. Once inside that door, robed up and ready to process to the choir stalls, I felt at home. Why? Well, perhaps because of something that connects with what Jesus once said about a door in Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Yes, the door will be opened. It's emphasized here, and that's a guarantee. But what lies behind that door? Well, Jesus goes on in the same passage. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Good gifts, emphasized. Jesus said that the good gifts were gathered on the other side of the door. I certainly felt that as a lad going through the old heavy vestry door. Once my bike was chained up outside, I turned the door handle and entered a place of familiarity where all was predictable. I knew my place, my role, my function. I had meaning, purpose, and value. Isn't that what Jesus promises us? If we will but simply come to him, leave all else aside, knock and enter, we will find meaning, purpose, and value. Behind that door, we discover a security that nothing in this world can match. We are guaranteed eternal life. Behind that door, we discover a value that goes beyond anything anyone can offer us. We are loved by one who gave his own life for us so that we could be saved. And well, there's one last thing. Just as I entered the vestry with a further purpose, that of processing to the choir stalls and leading a congregation in worship, so also we enter the Jesus door with a purpose. And what is that? Well, one more little section here from Matthew 7. Jesus said, "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." We are called to respond to the generosity of God by being generous to others, loving as we would like to be loved. That's not too much to ask, is it? After all, we're safe now on the right side of the door. We're not the door, but we know where it is. So let's tell people. It'd be good to invite others to knock, open, and enjoy the gifts of God. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.